Brilliance Audio presents
Yesterday by Fern Michaels. I would like to dedicate this book to my friend Dorothea Benton Frank and to Princess Victoria as well. Dear readers, I'd like to start this letter by saying that I hope you like Yesterday. Many years ago, I saw a television interview with the famous movie star Natalie Wood. The interviewer asked her a question that stayed with me all those years until the day I sat down to write this book. You're rich, you're famous, you're beautiful, you're married to a rich, famous man, and you have beautiful children, the interviewer said. What more could you possibly want? Natalie Wood responded, I want yesterday. I started to think about my own yesterdays and the yesterdays of many of my friends. I thought, what a wonderful idea for a book. But it wasn't enough just to think about yesterday. I needed to know what happened to yesterday. So I centered my story around a house I almost bought in South Carolina. It was a big plantation, but so in need of repair that I backed away from it. It was more than I could handle at the time. Like Natalie Wood's interview, the picture of that house stayed with me for years. It still wasn't enough for a book, until I created a family of children and the wonderful Mama Pearl who tends to them. Yesterday is the story of four children who grow to adulthood and who have never forgotten their childhood or that wonderful plantation house and Mama Pearl. It's the story of one particular homecoming for Bree, Callie, Sela, Bodie, and Mama Pearl, and what that special homecoming means to each of them. I hope you all enjoy reading Yesterday as much as I enjoyed writing it. Fern Michaels. Yesterday. Prologue. The night was dark, warm, and secretive, Bree Canfield thought as she opened the casement windows. She took great heaving gulps of the honeysuckle-scented air. But it didn't help to alleviate the terrible nightmare she'd just experienced. Behind her, the air conditioner whirred and wheezed, a sign the filter...